Hi, folks. Welcome back here with another episode on the Tuned In Tuesday series of the Back to Divinity podcast. I'm super excited to be back into it with you guys. Unfortunately, this bi-weekly episode is a week delayed as I did come down with a really intense cold. So my voice is still in recovery. It's not 100% there yet, but I do think that we're well enough to at least to record the podcast. Unfortunately, that was not the case a week ago. So I am going to begin with a life update as normal, since we are already on the topic of the delayed video. Then we will go into an astrology forecast, sort of recapping the last week and going into the next 2 week period. And we will close out with a tarot message. Normally it's an oracle message, but I felt guided to close out with a tarot message this time around. So life update. As I said, I was sick for about a week and a half. So for me, my body tends to become more susceptible to sicknesses, catching colds and things of that sort when I am almost on the verge of burnout or having had reached burnout already. So if you are finding yourself in a similar position as me, as if work-life balance is not exactly where it needs to be, not finding yourself motivated or inspired enough to do the things that would normally bring you joy, finding yourself feeling very drained, exhausted, less patience for the day-to-day routine, chores, responsibilities and things of that sort, just feeling yourself more tired when it comes to your work, and things of that sort, then, and you are finding yourself getting sick, battling colds before it fully comes on, whatever it is, in terms of health. So basically, if your health is on some sort of decline and you are finding yourself overworking or reaching burnout, then those two things are definitely connected, as they often are for me. So there was definitely a call to rest. There was definitely a call to tending and recharging my soul and nurturing it on a deeper level. And a call to facing where my day-to-day is and looking at myself in the mirror and questioning where I can make changes as needed to make sure that my day-to-day is supporting my soul development and growth rather than hindering it or restricting it. So all of those things can be sort of highlighted at this time. And that goes very well in connection with a very important new moon transit that just occurred. So let's dive into the astrology. On August 23rd, a few days back, the Virgo new moon did occur at 0 degrees. This is a very significant new moon phase, as it is a double new moon. Every single month, there is a new moon and full moon phase. That is the cyclical nature of the lunar phases. And in this new moon cycle for August, it was in the sign of Virgo at 0 degrees, so right at the beginning of the zodiac sign. And then in September, on September 21st to be exact, we will be having a solar eclipse new moon also in the zodiac sign of Virgo. So it's very rare for two new moons back to back to be in the same zodiac sign. And this time around in September, it will be in Virgo at 29 degrees, which is the final degree of the zodiac. So from 0 to 29 degrees in the sign of Virgo, happening during eclipse season, both in a new moon energy during Virgo season, is very, very significant at this time. So this to me is almost giving from 0 to 29 very often is a cycle, a beginning to a sort of ending type of moment, almost like a culmination, almost immediate rewards from whatever seeds are planted, almost immediate rewards from whatever changes are happening. It's almost like a last minute test. Will you walk through this door and will you make this decision and this change? And if you do, you will see its long lasting changes in your day to day show up immediately with this new moon. Double energy that is going on in the sign of Virgo from 0 to 29, especially in eclipse season. So things are definitely coming to light at this time, coming to the surface, especially with Uranus energy, which we'll get into, can definitely lead to some sort of major shifts and transformations that are happening that is showing up in your day-to-day, right? Because the sign of Virgo is our day-to-day. It is our work. It is our routines, our habits, and the health goals and the health habits and changes that we are committing to. So your diet, your physical health, your mental health, your gym goals, how you service other people, how often you are servicing others, showing up for others, pleasing others, all of those things could be up for review at this time. Virgo is also our work and our, cleaning and things like that. So, you know, anything sort of related to those themes can be brought up at this time. So whatever changes you initiate in the workspace come August, or call to action you're having in that area where you're planting seeds, come at the end of August, you can see that immediate reward or result come towards the end of September. So this is a very significant time, or the commencement of Libra season, where you'll start to see some of those immediate rewards and choices and decisions that you made within August, beginning of September, sort of pan out specifically at the end of September. So it's very cool to see this sort of I just want to say, like, when you're in a video game, I'm seeing Mario Kart when you're in the game and you're like driving and then you hit like the sort of like a ramp that has many arrows on it and kind of zooms you and gives you more fuel or speed. That's the vibe that I'm getting. It's like you are at the point in your journey where we just hit like one of those acceleration ramps where the changes and the decisions you make, you see the immediate results of. That's kind of the vibe I'm getting with this double new moon energy happening in eclipse season, happening when Uranus is about to go retrograde. It's like changes that are going to sweep you off your feet one way or another. The rug is being pulled from underneath you. It's up to you whether you are pulling the rug or whether it's happening to you, which can sometimes be a little bit more messy. So pull the rug if you can yourself. Anyways, again, there is an emphasis on the healthcare sort of area system. So you could be going to doctor visits at this time. Again, you could be very intentional about making some sort of changes in your day-to-day that fuel your health and support your health, whether mentally or physically. Mind, body, spirit is definitely highlighted here. Virgo is a sixth energy, so those three things are definitely highlighted. Additionally, any sort of work projects, you could be very sort of focused on, detail-oriented, any project management, any things of that sort in your work area, any projects, presentations, major deadlines, things like that that are approaching at this time, start of the school year, anything of that time, this energy is very supportive of that. This energy is very supportive of helping you be very detail-oriented in your approach. Beware of perfectionism, as Virgo energy can make you very self-critical and self-analytical in a way that is not necessarily helpful. But again, it can also be very helpful if your area of work requires that level of detail-oriented energy, that level of focus, organization, and sort of analytical approach that and logical approach that can definitely be highlighted and supported with this Virgo new moon double energy happening within this August 20th to September 20th timeframe. Additionally, this Virgo new moon energy going from 0 to 29 is major culmination energy. So again, whatever changes are happening at this time will be very significant for the month ahead, especially this month, like almost immediate. It's like the planetary energies are saying boom, 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 boom. Yeah. So let's dive into the Saturn in Pisces transit that is happening on September 1st. Right at the commencement of September. So September is starting with a bang. So we have Saturn and Pisces happening. Saturn went retrograde recently in the sign of Aries, and now it's been going backwards. So it's now dabbling back into the sign of Pisces. This is significant as Pisces energy was last highlighted in the month of May in the beginning of the year. We did have Saturn and Pisces energy. So whatever was happening sort of at the beginning of the year, towards the end of last year, can sort of be highlighted at this time, whether you're either seeing, like, again, rewards of something, if you were very disciplined and made sort of, you know, very intentional changes at that time, you could be sort of seeing the rewards of that. Pisces energy is also illusions, deeper emotions, desires, dreams. You could start seeing some of your dreams come to fruition. Again, if you made those very practical, responsible, and goal-oriented decisions at the end of last year and the beginning of this year, you could start to see those things sort of pay off, where you're reaching some of those desires and things that you were longing for as a result of your, you know, responsible approach, given that Saturn energy. However, if illusions were winning, if rose-colored lenses and glasses didn't come off during that time, those things could be highlighted right now, especially with Saturn being in retrograde, sort of calling you to think about what illusions you still need to dispel. And what dreams and desires, again, are just not fully in alignment, or dreams and desires that you need to be connected to intuitively that you're just not connecting to because you're not allowing yourself to dive deeper into your emotions or uncover what your subconscious is trying to tell you. So again, be ready for your dream state to be highlighted at this time, calling to attention the things in which you need to be paying more attention to. Literally, what are the things that you need to be addressing in your life, in your subconscious, bring to your conscious awareness so that it can be addressed, healed, transmuted, whatever it is at this time. So again, Saturn being Capricorn energy, long-term goals, goal-oriented energy, your reputation, your status, how you're showing up in your career and in those spaces, and how responsible you are being to the things in which you are committing to. All of those things can sort of be highlighted at this time for you to be very intentional about aligning with your deeper needs, desires, goals, rather than just having surface level, you know, commitments and ambition. You want to make sure that it's deeper. So that's definitely highlighted. So that could be highlighting also your creativity and whether your workspace and how committed you are to your work is a reflection of you being in tune with your creativity or a reflection of your creativity suppression. So those are things that can be called to confrontation at this time, as Saturn is sort of dabbling back into Pisces. And then it will be going direct in Pisces on November 27th. So when the time comes, we'll spend more time on it. But happening at 25 degrees Pisces, 25 degrees is Aries energy. So again, as it's going direct, almost about to approach Aries energy, happening in the Aries degree of Pisces. So this is all, you know, again, pushing towards this new beginning. It's like you're being pushed as like the fool to sort of take a leap of faith into something. But in order for you to do so, those illusions need to be dispelled. Those rose-colored glasses and attachments that you have, temptation, you know, things that you're giving into, obsessions, addiction that you're giving into, all those things need to be dispelled in order for you to actually make room for those new beginnings to come in and for you to be prepared when they do show up. So those are the types of energies that can be highlighted at this time. It's almost like your last chance type of vibe between now and really February, because February is going to be when it finally goes back into Aries energy. So again, from now until February is almost like that big facing those illusions, rose-colored glasses moments, if you didn't do that in the last sort of time period of the end of the year to, I believe it was May. So those things can be up for review again. Otherwise, if you did what you needed to do then, you could already start to be seeing the rewards and the growths of that and sort of be living in this very like romanticizing type of energy where you feel like your dreams are coming true and alive and things of that sort. So people are in different phases, again, depending on the work in which you did, the healing work in which you did, the shadow work in which you did, and the decisions in which you made when the timeline opportunity presented itself. So again, it's presenting itself for people now, and it's asking you if you are ready to release it, if you are ready to dive into it. And so those are mirroring moments that are happening for the collective at this time as Saturn is retrograde. Additionally, Mercury will be entering Virgo on September 2nd, the day right after. So Mercury in Virgo is very supportive of this Virgo sun, Virgo new moon energy that is about to be prevalent. So Mercury entering Virgo, Mercury is at home in the sign of Virgo. So this is giving work tasks, like I said, projects, anything of that sort, presentations you have to do, meetings you have to lead, team things that you have to come together to do, any of those things are fully supported at this time. So if you are starting again, like your college experience, if you are starting a new job, if you are starting the school year, whatever it is that's going on, right? Those things are supported at this time with this Mercury in Virgo energy. So participate at school, study hard. These are the types of energies that are supported at this time. So great time to, again, be very in focused and detail-oriented and organized. Very good time to clean your house. Very good time to organize those closets. Very good time to have a very practical and logical approach to your work-life balance and your day-to-day routine and your relationship to the things you are eating and things of that sort. So all of those things will be supported with Mercury and Virgo. So for everyone on a collective level, again, Virgo themes are highlighted. Look specifically to see where Virgo lands in your houses, and you'll be able to see even more specifically what is being called to your attention at this time. But for everyone on a collective level, your day-to-day in some way, shape, or form, physical, mental health, and your dietary health, all of those things are up for some sort of change, shift, praise, analyzing, and therefore making practical decisions based off of what you receive once you analyze your day-to-day and face it head-on. So again, with Mercury and Virgo, beware of over-criticizing yourself, being overly critical of other people, being very overly critical of the work in which you are producing, or being overly critical about how you choose to service others, making sure not to fall into people-pleasing tendencies, and just putting yourself out there in ways that are helpful for you in a very organized and practical approach. This is not the time to be impulsive. This is the time to think through things and spend time with it and focus on it a little bit longer than you normally would and move forward with it. Okay, so that's it for Mercury and Virgo. On September 6th, we do have Uranus retrograde in Gemini happening at 1 degree. 1 degree is our Aries energy, and Uranus is our planet of Aquarius energy happening in the sign of Gemini. So this is very like socializing, putting ourselves out there, networking, collabing, you know, showing up in spaces as our most authentic and loud versions of ourselves as much as possible, stepping out of our comfort zone in those ways, experimenting with our dual nature and our dual life, understanding duality in a different way and how it exists within ourselves everyone on an individual level, whether Gemini or not. We all have a dual nature, and it's important to understand what that dual nature is and how it may stop us from being able to find direction in terms of who we are trying to become, and therefore how we are showing up in spaces, and therefore what paths we choose to take. So, and what paths are open to us. So again, with Uranus retrograde, there is a sense of revisiting retrograde energy, slowing down. But Uranus is Aquarius energy, which is unexpected changes, unexpected revelations, insights, rebellion, revolting, technological shifts, things that sort of feel as if they are propelling you to becoming more independent in whatever way that is or looks like for you in your life, whether that's leaving a line of work and becoming independent, or whether that's stepping away from any restricting relationships and friendships and becoming independent, whatever it is, stepping away from whatever environments are restricting you and becoming independent, stepping away from whatever ideologies and beliefs are restricting you and becoming a little bit more independent, whatever that looks like is happening in the areas of Gemini. So whether that's your relationship to learning, curiosity, school, education, those types of changes could be happening at this time. Your relationship to your childhood sense of self and sense of things and beliefs and ideologies could be shifting at this time. Changes into how you approach your communication. So how you are approaching any sort of connections, networking, collaborating, any sort of working together, teams, partnerships, anything like that could also be sort of shifting and adjusting at this time, almost in an abrupt, unexpected way. But these changes are forcing you to slow down, revisit. All of these things are happening for a reason, sort of asking you to, again, break away from something that is rather restricting. So ultimately, it's helpful no matter how abrupt it shows up. Ultimately, it is helpful in the long term, again, breaking you away from whatever it is that is happening at this time, or whatever local communities you may be in at this time, local connections that may be restricting you at this time, and expanding a bit. So those things could be happening at this time, a little bit more independence energy. There could be life-altering connections, collaborations in this sense of Gemini energy that is bringing unexpected changes. So that could be, being at the right place at the right time, having the right conversation with someone that ends up really shifting the direction in which you are going in. So those sort of things could be happening now. Again, Gemini being a very social sign and Aquarius being technology, Uranus technology, there could be some sort of abrupt changes in the technological atmosphere or the social media atmosphere that could be happening either on a minuscule level or on a grander scale that can impact you and your life, and some sort of directional change or shift that is happening, or mental change and shift that is happening, therefore altering how you are showing up in these social spaces. Additionally, with Aquarius and Gemini, duality is something to think about, especially duality within yourself being Aries, the self, happening at 1 degree, which is the Aries energy. So Uranus going retrograde at that degree, it might be asking you to really think about how is it that your sense of self at this time and how you perceive yourself versus how the community perceives you could be in duality in a way that is clashing and not necessarily helping you show up as authentically as possible to yourself and therefore to others. So again, how you're showing up in your local community, how you're showing up in these educational spaces, how you're showing up in these team spaces, how you're showing up in social media, how you're showing up in the larger community, because these are both community signs, could be called to attention at this time and under the microscope, especially if it's in duality with each other, asking you to find a way to merge and blend these two pieces that best support, again, you and showing up authentically in these spaces as much as possible. So that's sort of the energy with this Uranus retrograde in Gemini happening at the 1 degree on September 6th. Again, on September 7th, we will be having eclipse season. I did kind of mention eclipse before. So September 7th, we'll be starting with our Pisces lunar eclipse. So this is the beginning. And then at the end of the month on September 21st, we'll have that solar eclipse happening in the new moon sign of Virgo. So with this Pisces lunar eclipse, it is a full moon happening at 15 degrees, which is Gemini energy. So again, duality with Pisces. This is definitely giving, how is it that your dual nature is almost making you look at things through illusions? And how is it that maybe it's time to face that duality, face that sort of self-contradicting that can be happening. It's funny because I actually was having this conversation with my friend the other day, and we were talking about how so many people have these desires on where they want to go, but then the very words that they speak about the things they fear have to do with where they want to go. It's like wanting something so bad that you fear what comes with having it. And that could be what's restricting you from actually manifesting the changes that you're calling in or that you're trying to call in, because you yourself fear a lot of the things that are coming with it, therefore making you think you're ready for it, but you're not actually ready because you fear it. And then you wonder why things are not showing up, or rather that when they show up, you don't know what to do with it, or you freak out when it does. Or you think you're not deserving of it, so you struggle to receive. Those are the types of things that can be sort of highlighted with this Pisces lunar eclipse on September 7th. It could almost feel as if your deeper wounds, shadows, and things like that, your subconscious, the Pisces energy, right? The things that are underneath, making you feel as if a flood has almost taken over with this unexpected Uranus energy happening right the day before, right? With this Uranus energy and this Pisces energy making you feel like you're being enveloped in these changes, forcing you to face yourself in the mirror, forcing you to face, you know, that reflection in the water, looking at the deeper parts of yourself, and forcing you to shed, right, whatever fear and shadows are stopping you from fully embodying, you know, you and how you are showing up again in your day-to-day and the changes that you are making, and how practical you are approaching, right, your day-to-day, and whether that's in alignment with some of your longer term goals, hence the Saturn and Pisces energy. So everything is all connected. Astrology just helps us unpack what specifically is being highlighted when and why we may be going through the things we're going through, or feeling the things that we're feeling, or being called to do the things we're being called to do, or facing the things we are facing. All of those things can sort of be connected to what is happening in the sky. Again, if you do want any personal insight, definitely book a more personalized astrology reading through Back to Divinity. The link is in the bio and is down below in the description. So definitely look a little further to book your reading today to understand how it's happening and impacting you on a more personal level. And to close out, because that is the end of the two-week astrology forecast, which was a lot, September is a jam-packed month, and I also did want to touch base on a couple of things we missed out on last week since I was sick, but now we're going to close out with our tarot message, as I said. So I did pull from the Journey tarot deck. I often use it for Back to Divinity because I think the word journey and the lunar phases on the back of the deck and the spiral nature definitely, I think, very much symbolize the cyclical nature of what it is to be here on Earth, on this round Earth. What it means to be in this round cycle, in this astrological wheel, right? What does this mean to be in this cyclical sort of nature of what Earth is and what our journey on Earth is? So the Journey tarot deck definitely tends to very much connect to the things that I want us to think about when it comes to what it means to be a soul here journeying on Earth. So at the bottom of the deck is Ace of Wands, which I think is very reflective, again, of this double new moon energy. Starting right at the 0 degree of Virgo, there is some sort of big change, new beginning that is coming up that can very much be sparking some sort of fuel, something you feel very passionate about, something you're very ambitious about, anything of that sort of lights the fire up under your ass, for lack of a better word, that can be highlighted at this time. So as you are being presented with these opportunities or chasing these opportunities, whatever it is, there's probably a better word for chasing, attracting these opportunities, whatever it is, you're in this crossroads energy. So I'm going to put these two cards in front. So here we have the Two of Swords, right? Where you're in this major crossroads energy mentally. Swords is our mind. So there's some sort of mental crossroads. But then when you look at this card, there's a physical crossroads, right? There's two people who are facing each other, almost giving me that Spider-Man meme where everybody's like guns up at each other, right? This is that energy where you're forced to look at yourself in the mirror. You're calling judgment, but it's happening to yourself. You're calling judgment on yourself. You're calling judgment on the crossroads in which you've been in, the crossroads in which you are in, and the crossroads in which you will be forced to face moving forward, depending on the choices you make now. So all in all, I feel like the collective is at a crossroads, and it's happening mentally first before it's happening physically. it's important for you to really think about, again, with all this Gemini energy, the dual nature of who you are and where you are and who you are choosing to show up as. Thinking about how past versions of yourself, shadow versions of yourself, wounded versions of yourself need to be worked with and confronted and cannot just be left behind. It doesn't work like that. There is this merging with that yin-yang energy that is in the back. They work together. We cannot condemn the shadows. We must work with the shadows as they are just trying to protect us in the ways they know best. And this is why transmutation needs to happen. If you want one path, but your fears are leading you into the other, it is time to face that head on and walk away from those self-limiting beliefs, patterns, habits, routines that are just going against the grain, right? So again, mental crossroads, physical crossroads, these are being forced to be faced at this time because it is time for you to again make that change or shift. Will the rug be pulled under you or will you pull the rug? And I think you should go with the latter. Okay, folks, that is it for this Tune In Tuesday series. Thank you so much for sticking through all the way to the end if you made it. Alrighty, folks, bye. Good luck.